Okay, as we said yesterday, very quick intro. I spent 30 odd years in the Navy. That's probably one of my favourite shots of me acting as King Neptune during Crossing the Line ceremony. I left in 2007. So a little bit of experience of military life, and a lot of that time as a dad away from home, as a husband away from home. So, you know, all the stuff that we'll be talking about. And the kids have turned out awfully, I hate to say that, especially one of them. Those of you who know Ben, I apologise now. But that's me, and it's changed since I left. I think that's all we're going to have left in a few years. Those of you who haven't seen that before, that's about right. And no, the flag particularly, I do like the flag. So that's, things have changed since I left. I'll try not to say that too often. Now this afternoon, I'm a bit concerned about, this is a tri-service event. It's a tri-service event. I think that's important that we remember that. And so I'm rather hoping that we won't have this from the Army this afternoon, all right, boys? Okay? None of that. Don't want any of that. You're not going to get away with it. We know you are. We've counted you in, and we'll count you out. So that's you boys this afternoon. And we all know what happened when the RAF went to sea on the carriers, so none of this for the Croco Lawns boys, all right? Okay, none of that. That wasn't like that before you RAF boys went to sea. And we know what you Navy lads will be doing at Stand Easy. Okay? So watch out for it. Watch out for the Matlows this afternoon. No, they wouldn't even be up. So, where are we going to start? Where are you right now? Where are you with God right now? Some of you may feel that you're facing this. Do you feel like you're facing that in life? You're on the bridge, or if you're just in life, thinking, what the heck is coming right now? Tomorrow, next week, next year. Are you facing that? Because sure as eggs is eggs, even if you're a Christian and you're facing it, it's going to come. At that stage in life, that wave is not going anywhere else apart from over the forecastle and your ship. But are you ready for that? Are you prepared for what's coming? Or are you in this position? One of my personal favourite photos from my time in the Pusser. That's down in South Georgia. And it's a nice, calm, crisp day. It's beautiful, calm surrounding you. Are you ready for what's coming? But more importantly right now, where are you with God in your life? Well, where is God with you? You need to be prepared, and hopefully this weekend is going to help us be prepared. This morning we're going to begin to face up maybe to really where we're at as blokes, as men, as soldiers, sailors and airmen, but as men before God. We said last night that we're wanting to push back the gates of hell. Are you serious about that? Do you want to push back the gates of hell? You're quite happy bimbling along, living your life as you are. Time to do with that. Now, men and women are different, and CVM has come to that acknowledgement. So why have we got a men's weekend? Well, men and women are fundamentally different. I remember when girls first came to sea. I know some of you were around at that point. And suddenly we had these females walking around the ships. And I never forget, everyone was going, we can't tell the difference. Their hair's up, they're all dressed in number fours. They all look the same. How can you tell the difference? And then some old chief wanders in the mess and he says, I just seen one of them lumpy jumpers walking up two deck. I loved the phrase, lumpy jumper. It helped us identify the girls from the blokes. And men and women are fundamentally different. It hit home for me. Some of you will have heard this dip before, but I'm going to tell it anyway. Nathan's shaking his head. He's heard all my dips, and I bet you haven't. We came home from deployment, and we'd been away 7 months, normal routine. And Ben was 3 weeks old when he's laughing already. When we went away, and so he was 7 months-ish when we came back. No email, none of that stuff. The odd photograph. So, there's that great moment as you come around the corner in Plymouth. Families are all on the jetty. We're all up there, Procedure Alpha. And you're looking for your partner, your wife, your family. And I saw Helen, she was looking at the other end of the ship. And then eventually we made eye contact. I'm looking at her going, blimey, she's gone grey since I've been away. Typical Matlow man thing to think. And so I've got my cap up. doing this, going, "You've gone grey, girl, what's going on?" was my thoughts. She thought I was saying that Ben's hair colour was the same as mine. That's what she was thinking. Her entire focus was on baby and Ben being reunited with Dad after 7 months. So she's got Ben now above her head, 7 months old, thinking hair colour, shouting at the top of her voice, "It's yours, it's yours!" Absolutely true. Men and women are fundamentally different. The whole jetty, honestly, went perceptibly silent. And Helen's there with Ben, going, it's yours. Welcome home. And that was taken, it's not that good a photo, that was taken immediately after that moment. And so, you know, not Helen's hair. And she ain't gone grey, but that's not the point. Okay, man down. Over the next couple of days, we're going to be focusing mainly in the Psalms. I love the Psalms. I don't know about you, I find them an underused book very often in our studies and our thoughts. So we're going to be focusing on the Psalms, various ones, but one particular section. Okay, so do you consider yourself a disciple of Jesus? Would you consider yourself a disciple? Another word for disciple is an apprentice, a journeyman, working with someone, walking alongside, learning from, all those things. So if you've met Jesus, and I'm assuming that, you know, maybe we all have, maybe we haven't, and we'll come on to that in a minute. So you've come to know him, you're walking with him, or you've known him, you've met him, you want to learn from him. But do you also consider yourself a pilgrim, as a bloke? Are you journeying with him? Are you walking with him daily? Because actually it's quite easy to become a disciple, sit there and learn, but journeying on a daily basis as men is something that maybe we're not very good at. So, you know, you've set off, you've joined the ship's company, excuse the analogies, you've joined the ship's company and you're off on deployment. There's nothing you can do about it, you're going with that ship. Well, unless you're one of the sappers and you get off the day before, but that's another story. Maybe you get the disciple bit, maybe you get that, maybe you get Jesus, but you don't get the church, you don't get walking with him, you don't get what it means to be journeying with Jesus. Maybe there are some here who haven't even met with Jesus, and there's opportunity for us to talk about that. But I'm going to make an assumption that we're all on the path. I think if we're here, then we're all on that track somewhere. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. I don't think you've just come for a giggle. Well, if you have, hopefully you'll meet him. Most blokes on a Sunday morning are actually bored with the church. I don't know about you, most Sundays I don't really want to be there, if I'm honest. Not in church. I want to be the people. In church on a Sunday morning when I could be at home, my feet up, and doing the church stuff during the week. We've got to be on a journey. We've got to be working. And all of life is affected by this journey. Every aspect of life. Does Jesus affect your friendships? Does Jesus affect your relationship with your parents? Does Jesus affect your relationships with your children as a father, if you have any? Does Jesus affect your relationships with your wife or partner as a husband? We can't pick and choose on this journey which fits we're going to allow Jesus into. We can't do that. That's not what it's about. If we're serious about it. And of course, a disciple will also be telling others about this Jesus. So as we're going about our lives, we'll be talking to others, telling them, showing them. Church is an interesting thing, I find. I just want to show you this clip. Some of you have seen it before. Nothing meant for you here, Will, promise. Some of you will probably know what's coming.
You can't stop it. It's coming to a town near you. It used to be called contemporary. Some call it relevant. We're so cool, we call it contemporant.
Young hip guy welcoming all with gravity and cool glasses. I welcome everybody with arms wide open, revealing my tattoo so you know I haven't passed. Quirky transition with the band. Invite everyone to sing. Let's do it.
This is the song that everyone knows.
song that everyone knows.
One man has all the answers.
I have all the answers.
Join a picture of a puppy
and or a baby from an impoverished third world nation
speaking softly to draw you in.
And then emphatically, driving home my point.
Long pause. Whispering. Repetition.
Still pausing. Pain. Expression. Long prayer. So that the worship leader can get back on stage.
This is the closing song. The strings that are making you cry.
Coming soon to your town. A new kind of church. You will be lifted high and challenged to grow. We call that Grownovation. You call this Sunday Morning.
Are you a Christian tourist? That's why I showed that. Are you a Christian tourist? So many of us can move from one Christian high to another. From Sunday morning, like that, where we go in, we get entertained, we don't really get challenged, but it's about meeting our other Christians, it's about doing that stuff, it's about a great big high, then we think, oh, we're going to book up for new wine, then we're going to book up for CVM gathering weekend, and we move from one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other. And actually, we're not journeying with Jesus between the spiritual highs. And this weekend, I want to challenge us all. Monday to Friday, walking with Jesus. I'm not saying there is anything wrong with those weekends, but they must not become our focus. Sunday morning must not become our focus. There is more to it than that. A ship goes in for a refit every, well, it used to be 5, 6, 7, 8, then it went out to 10, probably gone out for 15 years now between major refits. It has to have those refits. We need to do these things. But a ship is built to be operational and running on a daily basis, like an aircraft or those other things with guns on the front. Got funny wheels, what are they called? Tanks, that's it. Why not? Yeah. So, where are you right now with Jesus? Where are you? Firstly, we need to ask the question, you need to ask yourself the question, do you actually know this Jesus? Do you know the bloke we've been singing about? Do you know the bloke we've been talking about? And there'll be opportunity for you to ask those questions of yourself in a little while. Are you standing still with him? Have you moved on from the last spiritual high you were on? If you are on that Christian tourism map, have you moved on? Or are you still at the same place? Are you journeying? Has it all gone a bit cold? It's all gone a bit dry? Wondering what it's all about? Where's your road? Are you pulling the road? Are you setting out your road? Or are you allowing God to lead you on the journey? It's a bloke called Nietzsche. I've never heard of him, but I found this quote and I thought it was good. Don't get the wrong impression. I have no idea who he is or what he did, but I like the quote. There should be long obedience in the same direction. So if we're working with Jesus, we're in it for the long haul. We're walking all the time with God. I want to look at Psalm 71 for a few minutes. Turn it up if you like. I will be using unashamedly the Message version. Okay, I make no bones for that. I love it. It helps me bring stuff into normality for me. Psalm 71, starts off by saying, I run for dear life to God. I'll never live to regret it. And then God says, so if you haven't done that this morning, if you haven't run to God for dear life, I can tell you, you'll never live to regret it. If you haven't, talk to us or one of the ministry team, and we would be pleased to help lead you a little bit closer to him this weekend. But then he goes on to say, his prayer to God, do what you do so well. Get me out of this mess and up on my feet, it says in the message. So where are you this morning? Do you feel you're in a mess? Deep down, do you know there's more you could be doing as we come to this weekend? And the prayer is, God does this so well. He's been doing it for years and he ain't going to stop this weekend. Get us out of this mess and up on my feet. I'm sure for all of us, there are phrases in this psalm, and I'll read some out from, again, from the message in words that maybe hit home, that we can relate to. Wherever we are, free me from the grip of the wicked and of the bully. Do you feel like you're in the grip this morning, the wicked? It's stuff pushing in on you that you know is wrong. You know you want to deal with. It's pressing in. It's pushing in. It's stopping you being who you are. It's stopping you walking with Jesus on a daily basis. And that's going to be different for each one of us. What is stopping you being released into your full potential for God this weekend? Do you feel you're in the grip of the wicked and the bully? The psalmist says, I've hung on. I was talking to somebody just this morning who's been going through a difficult couple of years. And it's evident to me that he's hung on. And he's hung on. And he's got to move on now. And he wants to, you know, that's great. You've got to move on. It's just been hanging. Do you feel like you're hanging on by your fingertips? No one gets you. No one cares. No one understands. Civvy Church doesn't get the fact that you're coming and going. That's very often, and that's a strength of where we're at as Christians in the armed forces, why we work together and come together, because we do get it. We understand the pressure of a military environment. Very often, I remember once I was at a civilian church, and I deployed for 6 months. I came back, and the first day back in church, somebody said to me, oh, good to see you back again. Have you backslidden? I was like, felt like it. No, I didn't, because I love them in the Lord. But what was it? Somebody said to me, offer them the right knee of fellowship. I like that one. But, you know, they sometimes don't understand. And I think our families suffer from that as well. You know, the old adage of, oh, I don't know how you feel. My husband went away for 2 days. It's terrible. Go away! Anyway, do you feel they don't get it? You're just hanging on by your fingertips. There's another quote. A plea to God. Don't put me on the shelf. God, don't put me on the shelf. Do you feel like you're not doing anything? Do you feel like you've not been released? What is God wanting you to do? You've been asking him and asking him and asking him. Nothing's happened. Nothing's come. You don't know what he wants you to do. You don't know what he wants you to do tomorrow for him. You just don't know. Don't put me on the shelf, God. Enemies talking behind my back. I bet you've never walked into the mess or wherever and it's all gone quiet. It used to happen most stand-easies for me when I was on my last ship. Walking in, they're all talking behind your back, talking about you. Do you think they are gossiping about you? Running you down, doing you in, talking to the boss, running you all the time. The psalmist knows. Scripture, God gets this. God knows. God appreciates it. God wants to help you and me out of it. And what about this last one in Psalm 71, the last one I'm going to pick up. God is watching from the sidelines. Going through life, you just, what is the, God is watching the sidelines. And actually, there are a lot of blokes, men particularly, who feel like this all the time. God watching the sidelines. And they wrap it in, just walk away. Because they're not engaged. They're not engaged on a daily basis. Going to stop there. I'm going to ask Will to come. We're going to attempt to get the IT back over. If we can't, we'll do it in there. Then we're going to sing one song. Then what I want you to do is I just want you to thin out 15 minutes on your own, okay? And just spend 10, 15 minutes with God. Where are you with God? Really, really down here. Do you know him? Do you not know him? Do you think he's watching from the sidelines? Are you hanging on by your fingertips? Don't necessarily look for the answers from God. Just identify where you're at as men. We don't do this enough. And we'll come back together and we'll begin to think, get out, jail free, begin to how we can work through some of this stuff that's going on.